Sofunda kwincwadi yamahubo chapter 32 mapapelina la ekhaya upage 531. Isihloko naba sithi ukuvuma izono nokuthethelelwa kwazo. Ubusisiwe umuntu osiphambeko sakhe sithethelelwe. Osono sakhe sesuliwe. Ubusisiwe umuntu usimakade angambaleli isiphambeko. Okungekho inkohliso emoyeni wakhe. Ngenkathi ngithule amathambo ami awohloka ngenxa yokububula usuku lonke. Isandla sakho sangicindezela kanzima ubusuku nemini ngaphelelwa ngamandla. Kwangathi ngihlaselwe umoya weshisandla. Ngase ngisivuma isono sami kuwe. Angaze ngasifihla isiphambeko sami. Ngathi ngizozivuma iziphambeko zami kusimakade. Yena wangithethelela icala lokona kwami. Makuthi bonke abathembekileyo bakhuleke kuwe ngesikhathi senhlupheko. Impela isikhukhula esinamandla asiyukufinyelela kubo. Wena uyindawo yami yokubhaca. Uyangivikela enkathazweni. Ungiphahla ngenjabulo yokukhululwa. Ngizokubonisa futhi ngikufundise indlela ozohamba ngayo. Ngizobeka iso lami kuwe. Ngikweluleke. Ungafani nehashi nomnyuzi okungenakuqonda. Okukhalinywa ngetomu nomkhala. Ukuze kuhambe kuqonde. Kungenjalo akuyi kulalela umthetho wakho. Ziningi izinhlupheko zababi, kodwa umusa uyamhaqa owethemba usimakade. Yethabani kusimakade nina abalungileyo. Nihlokome ngentokozo, nina nonke enimsulwa enhlizweni. Leli ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
Amen, bazalwane. Ngiyanibungelela futhi izwi lenkosi namhlanje sizolithola ngomfundisi uMark Dennison from Christ Church Waterfall kanye nomfundisi uBheki Mtshali ozosilekelela ukuhumusha. Ngicela sibashayele izandla as they come forward.
Bazalwane, ngiyani bengangela ngengama lika Jesu. Okay. Let's pray as we come to God's word. Father, I don't want my way. I want to walk in your ways. By your word, by your spirit, teach us now to walk in your ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, please could you put a finger in Psalm 32, but then go back to Psalm 1. I want to start in Psalm 1.
Ngizocela sibeke umuno emahubeni 32. Kodwa ke sibe sipheqa emabhapileni ethu siya emahubeni 1.
Psalm 1 starts, blessed is, this is the famous opening psalm, this is the correct way to walk in order to receive God's blessing.
Ihubo lisikhombisa indlela yokuzuza noma ukwamukela isibusiso noma izibusiso ezivela kuNkulunkulu ngendlela enhle nelungile yokuhamba.
Almighty God is offering his blessing in this psalm. Everyone should want to be blessed by the Almighty Creator God.
uNkulunkulu encwadini yamahubo uveza indlela yokubusisa. Ekuyiyona le aseyishila umfundisi. Acabanga umfundisi ukuthi wonke umuntu unaso lesifiso sokubusiswa uNkulunkulu ophezulu konke, umdali wezulu nomhlaba.
Look at Psalm 1. This is the pathway to blessing from God.
Please
read verse
1.
That is what we are taught if we grew up as Christians. Fill your heart, fill your mind with the Word of God. I remember in Sunday school, we were taught, read your Bible and pray every day, and you will grow. But in Psalm 1, God also warns us that walking in His path is not always easy. We see there are many temptations to walk away from God. We are enticed by the counsel of the wicked to stand in the way of sinners and sit with the scoffers. And then in verse 3, those who stay on God's path are blessed by Him and they grow. They are like a tree planted next to a river and they produce fruit and they grow strong.
But
in verse 4, we are warned the opposite will happen. The wicked reject God's word and they are not blessed. And you know that thin cover, that husk that covers a peanut.
Siyabona bazalwane lentamvu kakhulukazi manto ngumane le cover ikinati amanto ngumane hayi lawa esizwadla manje.
They will be. They won't grow. They will blow away like that peanut husk. They will be judged on judgment day and they do not belong in heaven. So then, what is the hope for the person who sins and wanders from God's word? Is there any hope for them in receiving God's blessing? We have to read all the way from Psalm 1 all the way to our psalm in Psalm 32 for an answer. And the answer is beautiful. Please turn back to Psalm
32.
And look how Psalm 32 starts. Blessed is very deliberate.
Ubusisiwe lowo umuntu. Masingabheka nje leli gama elithi lo noma umuntu linenhloso ethize.
This is the hope for the Christian who has made terrible sins in their lives.
Leli ithemba lomuntu ongumKristu owenze izono ezimbi kuphileni kwakhe.
Please read verse 1 and 2.
Asike sizwe laphaya kuma 32 verse 1 kuya ku 2. Ubusisiwe umuntu osiphambeko sakhe sithethelelwe. Osono sakhe sesuliwe. Ubusisiwe umuntu usimakade angambaleli isiphambeko okungekho nkohliso emoyeni wakhe.
Forgiveness from God is the only way to be blessed if we have wandered from God.
Ukuxolelwa iyona ndlela kuphela yokubusiseka uma sesihambesa sisuka saya kude noNkulunkulu.
This is how we plead to non-Christians, but notice that this is a psalm written by a believer.
Iyona ndlela le umbhali azama ngayo ukukhuthaza abazalwane. Kodwa ke futhi noma abantu abangakholwa kodwa ke leli hubo libhalelwe kakhulukazi abazalwane.
Please read verse 6 because here we see that this is written for believers.
Ake sifunde uverse 6 sibone ukuthi impela libhalelwe abazalwane. Makuthi bonke abathembekileyo bakhuleke kuwe ngesikhathi senhlupheko. Impela isikhukhula esinamandla asiyukufinyelela kuwe.
And also, look at how the psalm begins. That heading, it says, of David, a maskil. That is the word of God. This is a psalm written by David, and a maskil means instruction. We know a lot about King David from the Bible. God chose him to be king over his people. And he gave him the Holy Spirit. David was taught God's word. And he had a life of faithfulness. He was a model believer. But David also famously got into terrible sin. We remember that he committed adultery with Bathsheba and he had her husband murdered. Bathsheba fell pregnant, and David tried to cover the sin by then marrying this widow. Powerful King David thought he had covered and hidden this terrible sin. But there was one who could not be fooled. One who could look into the king's bedroom and look into the king's heart. God then sent the prophet Nathan to confront David for his great sins. And then David confesses his sin and came clean with God.
Uyazivuma isono sakhe. Avume ukuphambeka kakhe phambi kaNkulunkulu.
So David started as a model believer, faithful, humble, brave.
UDavide uqala njengabazalwane othembekile, oqinisekileka nonesibindi.
Then he sinned terribly by walking off God's pathway.
Kodwa wona ngendlela isimanga ukuba asuke endleleni kaNkulunkulu.
But somehow, at the end of David's life, God summed up his life this way. A man who was fully devoted to the Lord his God. That's in 1 Kings 15:3. Every king who came after King David was compared to David. Because he was the man after God's own heart. So what happened between David's great sin and God's blessing at the end of David's life? Psalm 32 is David's story telling us what happened in his heart between God and himself. And he is telling us the way back to blessing when we have sinned as Christians. And our first point is unacknowledged sin is married to misery. Please read
verse 3 and 4.
David knew the blessing and the joy and the peace of being in a right relationship with God. He knew how wonderful it is to feel close to God. To go to sleep at night with a clean conscience before his Creator. But now he had sin he was trying to hide from God. His wicked deeds had ruined his close relationship that he once treasured. He tried to cover his sins and act normally, but inside he was tormented. A believer cannot enjoy blessing from God when we are trying to cover our
sin.
Because unacknowledged sin and misery go hand in hand, they are married. The Holy Ghost that God had put inside David was now haunting David's conscience. wrestling with him. If the Holy Spirit wasn't there, David would not have been tormented. It was as if God was saying this to David. This is not how you should live, my child. You know better than this. And in David's life, joy was now replaced with guilt. It drained his energy, it robbed him of sleep, and it was like a sore inside his soul. This reminds us of Adam. He only knew God's blessing in the Garden of Eden. But then he wandered from God's pathway when he listened to Satan. And what was the first thing that Adam and Eve did after their great sin? They covered up their nakedness and they hid from God. They ruined the blessing of a close relationship with their God. And the man-made solution is always to lie and to hide. Remember what God said to them when they tried to hide. Where are you? They cannot hide from God. But this is God's hand heavy upon Adam. Repent, be honest. But we know that Adam foolishly tried to keep hiding from God and lying to him. We need to examine our own hearts here as well. I'm very sure that this psalm is about Adam's adultery and murder. But neither sin is mentioned in the psalm. That's because God doesn't want us to think, I haven't committed adultery, I haven't murdered, therefore this doesn't apply to me. But any sin we hide from God or from His church, will sit heavy in our hearts and rob us of joy and blessing from God.
Amen.
If anybody is feeling this guilt, this is a loving kindness from God, reminding us of how far we have fallen from and calling us back to the abundance of His blessing. This takes us to our second point. Therefore, run to the God you cannot run away from.
Lokhu kusithatha kusibeke ephuzwini lethu lesibili. Ngakho gijimela kuNkulunkulu ongeke ukwazi ukumbalekela.
Please read verse 5.
Asike sifunde bazalwane uverse 5. Ngase ngisivuma isono sami kuwe. Angaze ngasifihla isiphambeko sami ngathi ngizokuzivuma iziphambeko zami kusimakade. Yena wangithethelela icala lokona.
David's man-made plan was to take his sin with him silently to the grave. But his God would not let him. God chased David and eventually got him to the point where he owned up and was honest to God.
UNkulunkulu wamlandela uDavide kwaze kwafika isikhathi sokuba asivume isiphambeko sakhe.
David let go of his pride, he exposed his hypocrisy, and he threw himself on the mercy of God.
UDavide wayilahla phansi impakamo yakhe, wazilahla phansi phansi komusa kaNkulunkulu.
That is a painful thing to do, but it is so necessary. That's what it took for David to finally realize that he was trying to run away from a God you cannot run away from. So he stopped running away, turned around, and ran back to God, confessing his sins. The sins that God already knew about. And then beautiful, sweet relief, God forgave David's sin. Verse 1, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven. David thought he could run away from God. But look at what he confesses in verse 7.
Begani nami uma esevuma izono zakhe ku verse 7. Wena uyindawo yami yokubhaca. Uyangivikela enkathazweni. Ungiphahla ngenjabulo yokukhuluma.
You are my hiding place.
Wena uyindawo yami yokucasha.
David realized the safest place to hide.
UDavide wafinyelela eqondeni ukuba indawo ephephile yokucasha.
Was with God, not from God. Saying sorry for our sins is difficult. We can be embarrassed, we can be scared of something going terribly wrong. It's not that we can lose our salvation, but before we repent, we are covering our sin and being dishonest to God. And we are robbing ourselves of the joy and the blessing of being at peace with God. But when we confess, God lifts us up.
Amen.
Amen. If you look at verse 3, when we confess, God reverses misery. After confessing, our bones are renewed.
Umasasivumile, amathambo ethu ayavuselela.
There's a song in our heart again. God's arms are around us in a loving embrace. And he showers his blessings on our souls. Yes, there are consequences for our sins. But to be at peace with God outweighs anything.
Amen.
It is a huge risk to be vulnerable and honest to someone. If you open your heart and they reject you, it is painful and awful. Think of proposing marriage to your sweetheart. And they refuse. Why is it that we can take a risk of being honest to God? Because David knew his God. He loved God. And he knew he could be confident in the mercy of God. David knew that God is slow to anger and abounding in love, and that God was waiting for him with loving arms to embrace him with forgiveness. David was that side of the cross. We are Christians this side of the cross. Therefore, we have greater confidence than David had. I think there should be a slide of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. This is the confidence we have. Please read it. It's on the screen. Or
chapter 4, verse 14. uJesu indodana kaNkulunkulu masibambelele kuso isivumo sethu ngokuba sinayo umpriesti omkhulu ongekuzulana nobuthakathaka bethu kodwa lo olingiwe kukho konke njengathi ebe engenaso ngakho masondele ngesibindi esihlalweni somusa ukuze samukeliswe isihawu sifumane umusa wokusiza ngesikhathi esifaneleyo.
This is the great certainty that God will forgive us and welcome us back if we go to Him. In Christ, God doesn't just cover our sins, He destroys it. Jesus was the only person who never needed to be forgiven. And this is the Jesus who died for our sins. On the cross, Jesus was forsaken by God. So that we could be forgiven and blessed by God. That is how deep His love is for us. Amen. His grace is greater than our darkest sin.
Amen.
I said to you earlier that it is impossible to hide our sin from God. But it is not only impossible, it is also totally unnecessary. God has made a way through Jesus' death to forgive us. That we are alive today is another day of God's mercy to us. Another day to be honest to Him and ask for the forgiveness of our sins. But what if we have chosen to keep quiet and take our sin with us to the grave? I need to warn us from God's word that this is a deadly, serious mistake. This psalm is God saying, yes, there is amazing forgiveness even for the worst of sins. But it is also God looking us dead in the eye, saying, unless we acknowledge our sins, there is no blessing, no forgiveness, no heaven. Unacknowledged sin is married to misery. Therefore, kajima to the God you cannot run away from. And the final point, and willingly offer the rest of your life to God. So remember, David knew the blessing of an honest, open relationship with God. Then he knew the guilt of unacknowledged sin. And then he knew the blessing of having that sin forgiven. This adulterer and murderer is telling us to imitate his confession. Because God does forgive even the worst of sins. Verse 6 and 7 is praising the strength and the loving forgiveness of God. God's forgiveness leads us back to His blessing. And once we have been forgiven, it is back to walking the Psalm 1 path. Look what verse 8 of Psalm 32. This is the language of Psalm 1 again. As we sang, I don't want to go my way, I want to walk your way. Yes, you sinned, but you have been forgiven. Get back on track, walk the rest of your life obeying his word. But we must walk with our heart in the right place. Look at verse 9, if you could please read it.
Ungafani nehashi nomnyuzi okungenangqondo okukhaliswa ngentomu nomkhala ukuze kuhambe kuqonde kungenjalo akuyakulalela umthetho wakho.
God does not want to drag us after him on a leash.
UNkulunkulu akafisi ukusidonsa ngentomu njalo elandela thina.
He wants us to choose to walk with him in love.
Uyafisa ukuba sikhethe.
He is our creator and father who saved us and forgave us. Therefore, we shouldn't have to be forced to follow him. There was a little boy who was standing on the back seat in the car. And the mother said, sit down. And he said, no. The mother said, sit down or you'll be in trouble. So the little boy sat down, folded his arms. Says, fine, but inside, I'm still standing up. That's not what God wants from his children. We follow him out of love, not out of duty or fear of punishment.
Amen.
And our good Father knows the attitude of our hearts. Let us examine our hearts. Are we following him out of loving thankfulness or just out of duty? To close, please look at verse 10. Covering our sin or acknowledging our sin.
Ukuvala izono zethu sizimboze noma ukuvuma izono zethu.
Is a choice God allows us to make.
Nayike bazalwane into esemqoka, isinqumo leso uNkulunkulu asidedela kithi ukuba sise.
One leads to sorrow and judgment. And the other leads to forgiveness and blessing. God has given us enough evidence through David's example that it is both impossible and totally unnecessary to try and hide our sin from God. Let us stop running and hiding. Turn to him. Be honest. And receive his blessing of loving forgiveness and acceptance in Christ. May God be with you. Let us pray. Father, today is a time when you may be found. You know everything that we may be hiding in our hearts. We admit that we cannot cover up anything from you. Thank you for forsaking your Son on the cross so that we could be forgiven and blessed by you. We ask this for your glory, for our greatest good, and in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.